Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Everybody, welcome to Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave in the chair once again for Joe Messina, who is out saving the world. It is always a pleasure being with you, the great people here at Real Side Radio across the fruited plain. No matter where you are on this Wednesday evening, this has been a really, really crazy week, rough week, tough 10 days. I don't know about you, but I have been absolutely glued to YouTube for the past 10 days, watching direct reports from Israel, independent journalists, Sky News sometimes, some of the mainstream media, a little bit of the time, but mostly independent journalists. I've been saying this for how many years have I been on Joe's show? 8? Maybe 9? I've always said, and I'm sure most of you agree, we do not trust mainstream journalism. Legacy news. Last night was an absolute disaster and proof that you should never, ever listen to the mainstream news if you want truth. They are pro-Palestinian, they are pro-Hamas, they are anti-Israel. What now turns out to be a missile from Hamas or the jihad, okay, sent from Gaza, exploded in thin air right over a hospital, and it ended up in a parking lot, killing some. But for those couple, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours afterwards, ubiquitous across all broadcast media was that Israel shot a missile into a hospital, killing 500 people. And it is absolutely 100% false. But the mainstream media are carrying the water for Hamas. They are carrying the water for the Palestinians. They are carrying the water for Iran. Even Joe Biden today had to admit that this was incorrect. But it didn't stop the massive numbers, millions of people all over the world, pro-Palestinian protesters staging insurrection in the Capitol building, attacking the embassy in different places all across the globe, in Berlin, in Beirut, in London, all calling Israel for their war crimes. And it doesn't help the fact that we have inside this country, in the U.S. Congress, people like Representative Rashida Tlaib, who not only forwarded the lies last night, but never reversed herself once it turned out that she was in fact mistaken. She started crying in front of a crowd today after accusing Israel of bombing the hospital in Gaza, even after her own president of her own party said otherwise. Did you see Tlaib the other day walking down the halls of Congress, being asked by a Fox News reporter about how she felt about Hamas brutally killing babies, raping women, kidnapping old ladies, Holocaust survivors? She just ignored it. But instead of showing any emotion, she just ignored it. But today she was in tears over the false Hamas propaganda that her newspapers, the New York Times, the BBC, until they corrected themselves, were carrying, instigating what has now turned out to be an absolute lie. This is getting really bad, folks, because it isn't just Israel against a terrorist group. It's Israel against the world. It's Israel against the mainstream media. It's Israel against parts of the U.S. government, the British government, the they are all infiltrated. These pro-terrorist, pro-Palestinian government workers who, I'm sorry, I'm angry here because for an hour last night, if you were to watch the news, you're absolutely convinced Israel blew up 500 people. It turned out that it was an errant missile fired by it from Gaza, a splinter group of Hamas, and it exploded in the parking lot outside of the hospital. If you woke up this morning, if you fell asleep last night, you are absolutely convinced that Israel was to blame. There is such overwhelming evidence that shows Hamas was responsible for the hospital explosion. It's not arguable anymore. But where are the apologies? Where are the apologies from the New York Times? Where are the apologies from the BBC? That 500 people were killed in a heinous, targeted war crime perpetrated by Israel, who wants to kill anybody and everybody. This is disgusting. We got Mark Vahafides. I'm going to say his name wrong. He's running for Virginia Senate. He's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about this. What the heck is going on in Congress with the speakership? And a lot more after the break. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back for 3 hours tonight here at Real Side Radio.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
That's what we're doing here tonight. Real Side Radio, folks, across the fruited plain, no matter where you are in the United States, it is a pleasure being with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And we are talking right now about Israel, and we've got a whole bunch more to be going to be talking about over the next 3 hours here. But to start this segment and hopefully go into the next couple of segments, I'm delighted to welcome to the show, for at least for the first time for me, Mark Vafiades. He is a candidate for Virginia's 35th Senate District. And Mark, ex-Californian, moved to the East Coast. It is good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm fantastic. Good to talk with you.
Good to have you join us. First of all, running, I just want to talk with you. And before we get into the issues of the day, you're running for Virginia's 35th Senate. You and I chatted on the phone a couple of days ago. You're up right near the D.C. area, I understand. You're Northern Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm in Annandale, which is basically right next to Alexandria. It's Fairfax County, And it's basically, even though it's Virginia, it's a suburb of Washington, D.C. It's you know, my house is 12 miles from the Reagan building, the White House, and so forth. So, yeah, even though it's Northern Virginia, it is basically sort of a suburb of Washington. And, of course, yeah, I've been out here since 2017, and I don't know if for people that don't maybe know me or remember me, I don't know if you wanted me to go into kind of my background in California. I know this, of course, is nationwide, but...
Sure, I mean, briefly, and then we can get into some of this issues. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to remind folks that don't know me, I've been in California for a long time. I was very active in grassroots Republican politics. I'm past president of the Hollywood Republicans. I am past chairman of the Los Angeles County Republican Party. And I moved to Virginia and D.C. My wife and I actually both had, we were both appointees in the Trump administration. So we worked for the Trump administration right up until the last day, January 20th, 2021. So, and that in itself was just an unbelievable experience working for President Trump.
Yeah, I can imagine. And we'll have to talk more about that and your feelings on re-election and everything else. But, you know, as you were talking about being, you know, in the Republican, what was it, the Hollywood Republicans?
Hollywood Republicans, yes.
Yeah, it reminds me of a good friend of mine, Dave Diebel, who is a stand-up comedian, and he, part of his show, he says, he was in the, San Francisco, he said he was not only a, president of the San Francisco Republican, organization, but he was also the member.
yeah. And actually, you know, as you know, because we were in the same circles back then, before I moved away, there were actually quite a few Hollywood Republicans, and they just had to keep quiet about the fact that they were conservative and Republican, because of course that would hurt their career if the folks that hired them or the people that were on the set with them knew that.
Yeah, yeah, and we were both part of organizations that cater to great folks in that group, some of whom have gone on to become household names. Fantastic. Well, let me ask you, Mark, first of all, I mean, there's so many different issues, and I'd love to talk to you about your local issues as well, but right now, I've been absolutely, I've been glued to the YouTube for the past 10 days about what is going on in Israel. I'm watching a lot of independent reporting coming out of Israel. And we knew that the tide was going to turn with public opinion because we knew exactly how the mainstream media react to Israel having the temerity and the audacity to defend itself against the biggest terrorist attacks against Jews, murder of Jews. 1,400 Israelis were killed, 4,400 more wounded, about 200 people, including some Americans, were taken to Gaza as hostages. But today, we're seeing the Cannon House office building, which is housing the House Committee offices, was overtaken by leftists that literally stormed the House. I'm using January 6 verbiage here. But these individuals basically took over. These are pro-Palestinian protesters staging insurrection in the U.S. Capitol office building. We're not just seeing this in Washington. We're seeing it in Berlin. We're seeing it in Beirut. We're seeing it in London and Paris and other parts of the country as well. What the heck is going on in this world, Mark?
You know, it's just shocking to me. And by the way, for people that don't know, I've been in the Cannon office building many times. It's in the same area as the Capitol. It's right across the street. Obviously, the Capitol doesn't have enough office space to house, you know, all the committees, the Senate and the House committees. Many of the members have offices in those buildings, but it's right across the street. I mean, you know, if you're standing in front of the Cannon office building, you can look right across at the Capitol and the area where the quote unquote insurrection happened in January 6th. Ridiculous. And they stormed into the Cannon office building, and what's happening to them? Nothing. Nothing. There are still people in jail that participated, not even in a great way, during January 6th. And they were not making, you know, not harming anything, not harming anyone, not causing any damage, any property damage. But then we have these insurrection, the real insurrection is busting into the Canon office building, and they're, these people are our enemies. They are people that, that are totally diametrically opposed to everything, all our values, everything we believe in, and against our enemy, excuse me, our number one ally in the Middle East, probably our number one ally in the world, Israel. And they, and this is happening not only there, but as you mentioned, all over the world. It's just disgusting and unbelievable. I just don't understand it. But knowing the history of anti-Semitism and even going back to World War II, I guess it's not that surprising.
After the break, and I know we're coming up for our first break here, it's a short segment, but I want to talk to you about education, especially in the state of Virginia, because I know that's a big one for you guys. But I'm really worried that this is stemming from the Marxists that are in our ivory towers of our academic institutions. And this is, we're seeing a lot of young girls, a lot of young kids that are the instigators here. And what this portends for the future as these kids, you know, we've got schools like Harvard and Yale, and I mean these are institutions that are considered the best of the best of the world, and they are spitting out these ideological robots who don't understand the history. They don't understand anything other than the fact that some people are getting hurt, and they think that there's parity between the two here. So after the break, Mark, I want to talk with you about this and stemming from education and what you're going to be focused on in Virginia. But please tell everybody where they could find you and your website and how they can support you.
Yeah, the best way is my website, markforva.com. That's M-A-R-K-F-O-R-V-A, markforva.com. All my links to social media are there as well.
Fantastic. And yeah, we're going to stick through the break here, folks. We got some news, some commercials, then we're going to get into a couple of really great segments here with Mark. And just understand, what is happening right now is not by mistake. It is by design. It is by design of this administration. It is by design of the institutions and our academics. And we're going to talk about this after the break. Folks, Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio. Do not go away. We'll be back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him.
I wanted to be here today. I want people of Israel, people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure 217 votes.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yo, be it jackwagon. Welcome back. Get the real news. Find out exactly what is going on in the world. Stop listening to the New York Times and the BBC because, folks, they are lying to you. It doesn't get much worse than what the media has been doing over the past 24 hours. Last night, Hamas immediately blamed Tuesday's explosion at the Al-Ahli Arab Hospital in Gaza City on Israel and claimed more than 500 people were killed in a heinous targeted war crime. But after an investigation and widespread protests in the Arab world, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, determined that the terror group Islamic Jihad, they actually were behind the disaster and had exaggerated the death toll in its attempt to frame it as an Israeli attack. But guess what happened, folks? BBC, CNN, everybody around the world immediately blamed Israel. And if you were watching the news last night and you went to bed, you thought that it was Israel's fault. I blame the media. And then today we saw in Washington, D.C. and all over the world, pro-Palestinian, I want to call them forces, but they were protesters who are claiming they want a ceasefire, but really they want Israel vanquished, entered into the U.S. Capitol today. They tried to get into the embassy at Beirut. They destroyed the McDonald's. I mean, it's just all over the globe. And I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the people that are protesting, and so many of them are young. So many of them are kids. And I'm thinking to myself, what the heck is going on in our educational system? To discuss this, we are delighted to welcome back here after the break, Mark Vahafi, I'm going to say this wrong, Vafiatis,
who is, perfect.
Thank you, sir, who is a candidate for Virginia's 35th Senate District. And Mark, you are running on a platform of education. This is what the governor of the state of Virginia won on. So what is going on in our schools where these kids, these mind-numb robots, are just going out and protesting without any understanding of what the heck is happening in the world?
They have been so completely indoctrinated by the left-wing teachers that are in the schools, and again indoctrinating them. And if nothing more came out of the lockdowns, parents got to see exactly what was going on in the classroom by way of Zoom, and they were outraged. And as you know, many of them went to school board meetings to protest this, and they were not welcomed there at all. They basically shut down parents who were trying to stand up for their kids. And the biggest example people saw in Loudoun County was a man whose daughter was sexually molested in a bathroom by a quote transgender girl, and he went there to stand up to the school board. And what did they do? They arrested him. That's what's going on in the schools here. It's absolutely ridiculous. Thank God we have Governor Youngkin now in place, and one of the things that swept him into office was the issue of what's going on in the schools. People were just so outraged. We also, the House of Delegates here is also in Republican hands, but the state Senate is still in Democrat hands by two seats. And that's what we're trying very hard to do, is turn over those two seats. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the school superintendent in Fairfax County, Michelle Reed, is the perfect example of someone who is pushing back on what really is the right thing to do. Governor Youngkin and his Department of Education put forth some, quote, model policies. That's what they're called. And basically it says that schools must address kids by their biological sex. They must use the bathrooms that pertain to their biological sex. They will be in sports based on their biological sex, not their selected gender, and the same with locker rooms. But Michelle Reed, the school superintendent in Fairfax County, has rejected that. She said, no, we don't have to do that, even though it's basically law that they have to follow that. But she has looked at some interpretation of the law and is not following that, even though following those model policies of Governor Youngkin's are in the best interest of the kids and the parents and the schools. That's what we're faced with.
Are you seeing, I mean, there's so many different levels to all of this, whether it's the education that we see going down to elementary school, and the wokeism and the cultural issues and the mixed gender issues and all of that mess. But what do you think? I mean, put on your, your philosopher king's hat, if you will, for a minute. We know that the left have been marching through the institutions for 50 years. And we could talk about when and how and why this started. But do you think we've actually gotten to a critical... My oldest son just graduated from college, university last year. And he's doing pretty well. I played goalie, as you know, and kicking him back into play whenever he came back home with some crazy ideas. So I'm pretty proud that he graduated moderately. But the fact is that we've got these kids that are graduating, and they're going into our corporations, Mark. We saw this with Bud Light. We're seeing this all over the, you know, with Nike and the Gillette ads and everything else. Do you think it's gotten past the point of no return, where we've got so many of these kids that are graduating with their gender studies degrees from Oberlin College, and they don't know a thing about history or the world and how to approach things from a common sense standpoint? They seem to just be activists at this point.
Yeah, I don't think it's past the point of no return. It's pretty close, and it seems that way now. However, people, again, because of seeing what's going on in the classroom, going to school committee meetings, and just expressing their outrage, I think people, especially parents, have finally realized what's going on, and their eyes are open to the fact that this is why their kids aren't learning and being successful, the ones that graduate high school and college and can't find a real job. So that's why, in Fairfax County, in all of Virginia, in addition to people like me running for state legislative office, we have so many good candidates running for school board. And they are running on the same issues that swept Governor Youngkin into office. Basically, that we have to get back to basics in education. We have to make sure that parents have primacy in knowing what's going on and in controlling what's going on with their kids in schools. And especially, as you know, there's, in addition to the educational part of what's going on in schools, teachers are encouraging kids to switch genders and not telling the parents. And this is just insidious. And to the point where Some kids are even going on hormone blockers and you know, possibly even surgery. So this is, I mean, can you imagine if this happened 50 years ago? Parents would be marching into the schools and hanging the teachers from the rafters. It's just outrageous. And to think that if you object to what's going on in the schools, you're against the teachers, you're against the schools, you're phobic, you know, every kind of phobic you can imagine. It's just, it's an upside down world. And so, people are realizing this, and that's why they're running for office.
So, and this is why we applaud people running for local, like you said, school board, state offices, and you know, I think that is really, I'm a 10th Amendment guy. I think that is really where the power lies. You said that you guys are two seats shy in the state legislature. So tell me, what is the, what's the outlook right now for, are you guys, do you have another election before next year? Because I know Virginia always has weird off-year elections, don't they?
Virginia is odd. Yes, we have an election 3 weeks from today. No, I'm sorry, okay. 3 weeks from yesterday. It's November 7th, 2023. That's when we have our legislative elections, as well as county supervisors and school boards. So it's in 3 weeks. So this, you know, things could change in 3 weeks, and this could have, you know, national implications if Virginia changes, because, you know, Virginia once was a red state. And because Northern Virginia is, as I mentioned, a suburb of Washington, D.C., it has been infiltrated by swamp creatures who work in Washington, career feds who live here. And because the population concentration is so heavy in Northern Virginia, they basically control what happens in the whole state. Because you go outside of Northern Virginia, and basically the legislators are Republican, but you come into Northern Virginia and they're Democrat. But because this is happening in November 2023, it's what's considered an off-year election, which means it's going to be incredibly low turnout. And because people that are, you know, that are concentrating on the issues we're discussing are motivated, if they get out and vote in higher numbers than the Democrats and the left, then we have a real shot at winning. And
tell everybody where you can find you. Which website again, please?
MarkForVA.com. MarkForVA.com.
Mark for the number four?
No,
F-O-R.
Mark, F-O-R-V-A.
Mark, F-O-R. I have that in my browser right here. I should see that. F-O-R-Virginia.com. Hey, listen, we'll be right back after the break, Mark. We want to get more of your thoughts as we go through this here, folks. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Do not go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are live here. We're going to be here for the next couple, 3 hours. This is a fun evening. We've got a lot to talk about, but right now we've got Mark Baffiades, who is he's running for State Senate District 35, right outside the belly of the beast in Washington, in Northern Virginia. Mark, I got to ask you, right across the river there from you, Representative Jim Jordan lost the second round of balloting for House Speaker today. He failed to convince his Republican detractors to support him to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy. Your thoughts on the speakership, what took place with Matt Gaetz, what is going on? Are you embarrassed by this, or are you supporting it? Where are you standing?
Well, I'm embarrassed by the Republicans now that aren't standing behind Jim Jordan. And I don't know what their game is, but, you know, on the second ballot today, I think there were 22 Republicans who didn't vote for Jim Jordan. They voted for Kevin McCarthy, which was fine back when he was running, but he's not running anymore. You know, someone voted for Zeldin, they're still voting for Scalise. It's ridiculous. I don't know what their game is, and they have to realize what this is causing, you know, what this means for the country, not only here in the United States, but the support we need to give to Israel. And they're holding this up with some game they're playing, and I don't understand why. It's very bad.
What are you hearing from people that you know on the inside? I mean, they, you know, there was an old saying, I think it was, who was it? It wasn't Rumsfeld. It was somebody else when they said, once you take Iraq, we own it. Right. We got to have a plan once we win the war. Israel needs to figure out what to do with Gaza. What are we doing with the speakership in the House here? Did we have a plan last week when Matt Gaetz did this insurrection?
Absolutely not. There was no plan. And now in retrospect, Matt Gaetz was really did us a big disservice, the Republican Party. You know, some people didn't like McCarthy, but McCarthy really was one of the most conservative speakers we'd had since Newt Gingrich. And he was pushing through some real huge tax cut legislation that actually stalled in committee, in congressional committee. It wasn't him that didn't want to put that forth. And now, of course, we didn't know what was going to happen in Israel. So, you know, it happened, and now we don't have a speaker. So it's not as though people did that in knowing what was going to happen in Israel. That, of course, didn't happen. But it never should have happened. Matt Gaetz had, you know, a personal vendetta against McCarthy from the beginning because there were charges levied against him, and he asked McCarthy to make them go away, and McCarthy couldn't do that ethically. So Gaetz never forgave him for that. He didn't want him to become the speaker to begin with, and this was his revenge getting him out after, you know, less than a year. I think these people now that are voting against Jim Jordan don't have a plan, because if you see, they're not behind one individual, one person. They're just voting for anybody, not to vote for Jim Jordan. And this is very bad. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries got more votes than Jim Jordan. Of course, to win the speakership, it's not a plurality. You have to have a majority of Congress, of the congressional votes. So he can't win, but still he had a lot more votes than Jim Jordan. That's a little embarrassing. They've got to get it together. They've got to get him in. And you know, one thing I don't understand, I never really got a good explanation why Scalise, when it seemed he had the votes, decided to back off at the last minute. Did you hear anything on that? I haven't heard anything from my end here.
Other than that he's battling cancer, and I don't know if he was going to be able to physically carry the load. Beyond that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of, because, you know, being the speaker, it's 24/7. It takes such a toll,
yeah,
physically and mentally, and because he's battling cancer, that was my guess too. But these guys better get it together, because we have so much to do,
yeah,
and we,
yeah,
can't do it if we don't have a speaker.
Okay, lightning round for you, because, you know, I've got you here, and I wanted to get your impressions on a whole bunch of subjects. We've talked about Israel. We just talked about the House. And this really is kind of it's a local issue for you, but it's a local issue for many people around the country, as the 30-year fixed rate mortgage today just hit 8% for the first time in decades. And people's cost of living, their cost of energy, their cost of just the costs is, you know, credit card rates. Credit card balances have tripped $1.2 trillion. It's the highest level it's ever been. We're seeing small businesses go bankrupt at a higher rate than we've had in many years. There's a lot of banks that are on the precipice, especially regional banks, because the interest rates and the bond issuances. And I don't think we've seen anything quite yet. I think there's going to be a couple of major black swan events. Maybe the geopolitics in the Middle East could be there. But So you know what it costs to live in Virginia. Outside of Washington, D.C. is one of the most expensive areas of the country. But it's everywhere now. It's throughout California. I'm going to Nashville in a few weeks. It's ridiculously expensive there. Florida is no longer inexpensive. How do people cope with the cost of living? And from your standpoint, you know, becoming a state senator, not that you can have a direct impact, but I'm sure locally you can certainly do things. What would be some of the things that you could do?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my big issues is also high taxes and the high cost of living. And one of the biggest drivers of inflation is the cost of energy, because everything moves from point A to point B using energy, such as diesel fuel, gasoline, and so forth. And one of the first things Biden did when he got into office is he shut down so much of the energy production. He shut down pipelines. He shut down oil drilling and so forth. So that drove up the cost of energy tremendously. Here in Virginia and in 16 other states, they have signed on to something you're quite familiar with. That's the EV mandate, the California EV mandate that CARB, California Air Resources Board, put on California. 16 other states have signed on to that, including Virginia. Under the last governor, Democrat Governor Northam, and the Democrat legislature.
Blackface Northam.
Okay. Pardon me?
Blackface Northam.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so we signed on to that. And that dictates, for those who may not be quite familiar with it, by 2035, every car in Virginia, such as California and 16 other states, must be electric. 100% of cars sold in this state must be electric. But in 2026, two model years from now, 35% of all new vehicles sold in this state are supposed to be electric. We don't have the infrastructure. It's expensive. It's not climate neutral. And of course, I'm a climate change denier. Sorry to say it. I'm not sorry in this venue, but it's nonsense. And that is a huge driver to the cost of living here. Taxes are through the roof, especially here in Fairfax County. I remember Governor Schwarzenegger got into office because of the outrage over the car tax in California.
That led to the recall.
Yeah, that's what led the recall, that issue. And in Fairfax County, it is your car tax is 5% of the blue book value every year. Now, I have a Dodge and I have a Jeep, not a Lamborghini, not a Porsche. And my taxes last year on those two cars was $4,700.
Whoa.
This year it was $4,200 on a Dodge and a Jeep. And yeah, they're new and they're top of the line, but still. That's outrageous. It's more money than some people in California that have owned their home for a few decades pay for their real estate tax.
Yeah.
So that's only car tax. And then we have real estate taxes. And then we have many other taxes that are very high here. And this is throughout Fairfax County. It's also in other parts of Virginia. It's in California. It's in New York.
So in our last minute here, what would you do? What would you focus on?
First of all, I would get rid of that I would get rid of another piece of legislation that was passed that dictates that all electric generation in Virginia has to be green within a certain number of years. I would get rid of that and go back to clean natural gas, clean coal. That will bring down the cost of energy because we had one of the cheapest energies costs in the country. They're going up. They're skyrocketing. So that's another thing I would do. I would put a parental bill of rights through Richmond to make it statewide that parents have rights. Since the county school boards aren't doing it, we need a state law that gives parents the right to control what happens to their kids. So those are some of the things that I'm focusing on. Meanwhile, the Democrats are focusing on climate change. They're focusing on transgender rights for children. They're focusing on abortion. They're focusing on all the things that the Virginians really aren't even interested in.
Well, listen, I want to give ample time for you to drop your website. I know you're at Mark for FOR, folks. It's MarkForVa.com. Again, the election is when?
The election is November 7th, 2023. So it's 3 weeks in 3 weeks.
Okay. Everybody check out Mark's site. It would be really, really nice to see you guys take back the House, there through the Senate, as well. And, Virginia, you know, I always look at Virginia every 4 years, because it used to always be, hey, how Virginia goes, the night is going to go for the Democrats or the Republicans. I think you guys can get back there. I think Youngkin is a good, governor. You guys are doing great things over there. And it's time for, you guys to take back the, Senate. So, good for you, Mark. Thank you so much for everything that you do. We'll have to have you back on, hopefully, after you win the state Senate in Virginia's District 35. Thank you so much.
That would be great, Dave. Great being on with you.
Likewise. Take care. And, folks, we're going to be back at hour number two. We got a lot more coming up. We are going to go back to Israel. We've got a lot more to talk about. I've got a fantastic guest on that in the second hour. And the lines will be open in hour number three. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. We'll talk to you guys after the break. Don't go away.